the rest of the story. Old Willie, they came to call him in the little Eskimo village in which he was born and lived. Old Willie the storyteller. His full name was William Okilook. Came into the frozen world in 1896 with a special talent, as everyone knew, to collect and record the legends of the people of Alaska's Seward Peninsula. One story in particular made the youngster's eyes grow wide, the tale of the summer that never came. Many long years ago, the story began in the village of Sinrook by the Western Sea. There was an old woman named Nasaruk and her granddaughter Panaruk. Neither hunted for food. Hunting was the duty of men. So these two women, who lived alone, gathered plants and leaves all through the brief growing seasons and saved them in poke bags for the hard winters to come. And then one springtime, just as the birds were returning and the snow was melting and the rivers were beginning to run, the northern sky grew dark, and a cold wind blew, and a heavy snow began to fall, and it was winter again. Through the interminable months that followed, Nasaruk and Panaruk lived on the food they had stored, even the skin from a sealskin boat. And when the spring returned at last, they left their snowbound house. But as they visited the other houses in the village, they found the frozen bodies of the women. Began to realize no one else had survived. The brave hunters and their families all had starved. Well, that tale old Willie had learned at the feet of his grandfather when the 20th century was young. The story was already more than a century old. A fable, most believed, that once upon an olden time, Summer herself frowned and turned her face from the North Country, and that the few who survived begat the Eskimos of today. But there were witnesses to the presumed legend. Observers who had lived in that olden time and lived to tell. Their testimony was unknown to old Willie the storyteller, was unheard by author Laurel Bland, who set out in a 14-foot wooden boat in September of 1970 to explore the mythology of the Alaskan Eskimos. For more than a year, Bland and old Willie himself labored to record those timeless tales for posterity. Then in January of 1972, the day after that book was completed, Willie Okilook lay down to take a nap, and he is sleeping still. Yet one of his stories, the story of the summer that never came, was proved real and true. My witnesses testifying in a laboratory in Columbia University. My silent storytellers who were there in June of 1783 following the volcanic eruptions in Iceland that spit tons of sulfur gas high into the northern sky, the dust clouds that altered the weather stole the summer. Before today, you'd never heard of old Willie and his most fascinating fable. But from this day on, I hope you'll not forget it, nor its proof. It's proof that ancient trees standing in western Alaska in 1783 produced dramatically incomplete growth rings corresponding with that very year. Old Willie tried to tell us so. Only now we know the rest of the story.